Institutions absorbed 81,200 Bitcoin in February, 6x the new supply. Per Bitwise, institutional demand for Bitcoin hit its highest level since October 2025, with institutions collectively absorbing 81,200 BTC in February 2026, according to data cited by Bitwise. That figure represents roughly 6 times the new supply entering the market through mining during the same period. The data lands at a striking moment. As of March 19, 2026, BTC is trading at $70,690, down 4.5% in 24 hours amid a broader 100B crypto market sell-off triggered by hawkish Federal Reserve projections. ETH fell 6.0% to $2,186, SOL dropped 4.7% to $89.94, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 32, firmly in fear territory. 81,200 BTC in 1 month, from a supply that produces 13,500 Bitcoins April 2024 halving, cut the block reward from 6.25 BTC to 3.125 BTC, reducing annual new supply to roughly 164,250 BTC, or about 13,500 per month. In February, institutional buyers absorbed 6 times that amount. The composition of institutional demand has broadened since the spot ETF era began in January 2024. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs collectively manage nearly 1.3 million BTC, worth approximately $117.9 billion, according to data as of January 2026. BlackRock's iBit alone captures roughly 57% of total ETF volume during active inflow periods. But ETFs are only part of the picture. Corporate treasuries have become a persistent source of demand. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, held approximately 761,068 BTC as of its most recent disclosure. About 193 publicly traded companies collectively hold over 1.1 million BTC, representing more than 5.4% of total supply. Sovereign actors add another layer. The US holds 207,189 BTC, China holds 194,000 BTC, and the UK holds 61,000 BTC, combining for 529,705 BTC in government hands. The divergence, record accumulation, meets a 4.5% daily drop. The February absorption data creates a visible disconnect with short-term price action. BTC has declined roughly 44% from its October 2025 all-time high, near $126,073. Yet institutional buying has accelerated rather than retreated. Bitwise CIO Matt Hugin addressed this dynamic in a March 16th CoinDesk interview, noting that despite the drawdown, less than $10 billion has flowed out of Bitcoin ETFs since October 2025, against $60 billion in cumulative net inflows since launch. His explanation: institutional Bitcoin allocators carry 80 to 90% conviction because allocating to Bitcoin still represents career risk as a non-consensus asset. The result is a self-selecting investor base that does not capitulate easily. The Fed's decision to hold rates yesterday, projecting only one cut for 2026, compressed risk assets across the board. But the institutional demand story operates on a different timeline than daily price swings. ETFs and treasury allocations follow quarterly rebalancing schedules, board approvals, and mandate-driven purchasing, none of which reverse because of a single hawkish press conference. Supply mechanics are getting tighter. The math is compounding. Bitwise projects institutional Bitcoin inflows could reach $300 billion in 2026 in their base case, with a bull case of $426.9 billion. If ETFs maintain their current monthly inflow rate of 20,000 to 30,000 BTC, they alone will absorb well over 100% of new annual supply. Factor in corporate treasuries, sovereign holdings, and the approaching 20 millionth Bitcoin milestone, which occurred this month, leaving just 1 million BTC to be mined over the next 114 years, and the freely tradable float is shrinking from both ends. New supply is fixed by the protocol. Institutional demand is growing by policy. This does not guarantee price recovery on any specific timeline. The current sell-off is real, and macro headwinds from Fed policy, tariff uncertainty, and risk-off sentiment can suppress prices for months. But the structural supply-demand picture for Bitcoin has rarely looked this asymmetric, with institutional buyers taking 6 coins for everyone the network produces. What this means for crypto card holders: for users holding BTC on crypto card platforms, the institutional supply squeeze has practical implications. Custodial platforms that hold Bitcoin on behalf of cardholders are competing for the same shrinking float as ETFs and corporate treasuries. Cards that let users spend from self-custody wallets avoid this intermediary layer entirely. Users who earn cashback rewards in BTC are, in effect, accumulating alongside institutions, though at a much smaller scale. In a supply-constrained environment, even small BTC accumulation through everyday spending compounds differently than it would with abundant supply.